You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Tracy Ross and by Kathy Hodge from the Humane Society of Callaway County.
Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
You have outdone yourself here for the final Puppy Sound Good of 2015. Who is this adorable baby you brought with you?
Well, we brought a cute little black lab mix, we're thinking, although she was just found out in the county on a side road, so we can't really say for sure if that's what she is, but she certainly has all the characteristics, the cute face and the cute ears and the black. She's really totally black, I believe. I'm not sure that she's got any white on her at all. And she's just adorable. She's only about maybe not even quite 12 weeks old by checking her teeth. That seems about right. And she's in that chewing stage. So she's wanting to chew on you and toys and treats and whatever else she can get her little mouth on. So, but she's just got a real sweet temperament and lots of fun. She's got that what I consider, you know, just real typical fun-loving kind of lab personality. We got out of the car on campus, and of course it's finals, and there aren't quite as many people walking through campus today. And she felt the need to run up to every single person and check out their shoes and look at them. And if they didn't immediately reach down to pet her, she had to understand why. She wanted to be sure. So she's very social and loves people and loves all the attention.
I don't think radio does Lola justice. When you think of the stereotypical cute puppy, this is that puppy. And she's trying desperately to get on the microphone.
I know. She's going to, and with the whole chewing idea, I'm thinking that I need to be watching the cords really carefully.
Seems to be fairly quiet, too. A very, very soft little bark. And
yeah, I think so. Because I think she, according to the foster, she said she has a dog of her own. It's also a puppy. And so she said when they get to play in, or Lola wants to play and the other one doesn't, then she gets vocal. But other than that, you know, she's not really a vocal puppy. And like I said, I think just needs the normal training that any puppy needs, but just seems like a real nice little personality, really pleasant. And she's not bothering the cats in the house where she is. And she's about to chew on something important here, aren't you, Lola?
I think she will probably be spoken for before the two of you get out of here, honestly.
That would be wonderful, because she does have that kind of, as you said, that sweet sort of Christmas card kind of puppy face that you think of.
If this pops out of a box on Christmas morning, a child's going to squeal with joy.
That's right.
Absolutely.
She has that kind of look, that's for sure.
And you've actually managed to collect several adorable animals in the 2016 Humane Society of Callaway County pet calendar. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we sure have. We've got our pet calendar is printed and it's for sale, and it's 12 beautiful, well, 13 actually, because we have one on the cover, but 13 wonderful 8.5 by 11 photos, full color, shiny, gorgeous pictures of cats and dogs and even a hedgehog in there this year that are the featured pictures. And then all of the people that submitted photos for the calendar, all of their photos are in the calendar too. So on the different dates through the month, you have lots of cool pictures to look at. And they're just, we're always just amazed at the generosity of people and how pretty their pictures are that they turn in. So it makes for a wonderful calendar. And they're only $10. So it's a popular gift for when you just need something that's not terribly expensive, stocking stuffer kinds of things, coworkers, maybe people that help you out at home, that kind of thing. Teachers, it's great for that. So
I found the hedgehog.
You found Elvis. Yeah.
Where are these available?
We've got it. We have our photos with Santa Claus event on Saturday from 11 to 4 at the Week Center. So we'll have calendars there. And that's an easy time if people are out shopping and doing. I think the weather's supposed to be nice Saturday, so probably a lot of people will be out and about. You can just run in and get calendars there. But then during the week, all the rest of the time, all of our vet clinics have calendars, all the groomers in town, Family Fitness over on 12th Street, and of course we have them at the office. So they're easily found, and we don't mind delivering them to your business or something too, if that would help you out, because our office hours aren't terribly long, but of course the vet clinics, groomers and all are open for longer hours, and some of them on Saturdays as well.
For those who don't know, tell us about the photos with Santa Claus. Claus is spelled a bit differently than normal.
Right. Well, we did put C-L-A-W-S just to indicate it definitely is an animal event. And we have two Santas, actually. We have Santa Bob, who's usually with us in the mornings, and Santa Mike that's with us in the afternoon, because they split the time up. And they are wonderful Santas. I don't think you'll find any Santas anywhere else that are more handsome and of course for us, pet loving. That's the main thing for us, is we want people who just adore the pets, because we get cats and dogs. We've had chickens. We've had a miniature horse. I was talking to a girl the other day who has a pet pot-bellied pig, and so Leroy's going to come see us on Saturday. So it's a ton of fun, and the cost for that is $10 to participate in the photos, and you are welcome to bring your own digital camera, your cell phone, and take pictures as well if you would like. And that goes from 11 to 4, and we frame one of the pictures. The best one we'll go ahead and print out and frame for you and give it there that day to you as a 4x6 framed picture as you leave. So it's a fun event. Everybody enjoys even just sitting around and visiting with everybody else and their animals while they're waiting to get their pictures made. And it's first come, first serve, so just come on in, and you can even come in and sign up if you like and go run errands and come back. We'll work with you on that, too. But we just have a barrel of fun, and the photographer does a really nice job, and like I said, just mighty handsome Santa. So I think everybody will be pleased with the results.
And finally, as I look at Lola being adorable, and I think about it, how many people do give puppies as Christmas gifts? Just a quick reminder that when you give a puppy, make sure that you're actually ready for the responsibility of owning that puppy after Christmas morning.
Absolutely. I think I talked to somebody yesterday that I feel pretty sure just got a puppy on a whim and not really for a long-term commitment. And we do see so many puppies coming back to us in January, you know, from places that they've gotten them, and then they'll bring them to us in January and February and March, because it's a lot of fun. You know, that Christmas morning picture or photo opportunity is a lot of fun, but the puppies have to be fed, and they're going to have to be walked, and this little girl is going to have to be kept busy, or she's going to get in trouble all by herself. It's a huge commitment. It's a 10 to 14 year commitment almost always, so you don't want to take that for granted. They deserve a wonderful home and a forever home, not just for a holiday home.
Well, Kathy, thanks for dropping by, and thanks for bringing Lola with you.
Thank you.
You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.